the difference between, they're now close to 200, or at least the last I looked, there were close to 200 tests now on your website. The difference between the ones that are on the website and the ones that aren't, because you said you feel comfortable about more than 1,000 CPTs. Is it, is 1,000 the right, or 1,200? Is that a better number, or maybe 1,000?
Yeah, I think if you say more than 1,000, that's a good reference point for it.
Okay, and what is the difference then between the 200 that are listed and the 1,000 you feel comfortable you can do?
Yeah, absolutely. So this gets into some of what we were talking about before in terms of, you know, when we do venipunctures and those types of things. So it's more that we have operationalized a certain set of tests expecting a certain set of ordering patterns with certain sets of inventory and workflows for those tests that are most commonly done.
Mm-hmm.
And so those ones on the website are the ones that are most commonly done.
I see. Okay.
And so those are the ones that we've brought up first. But we are adding to it. And in fact, before the article comes out, we may have a new batch that is going on the website, and I'm going to add this to my list here, which is a whole set of the infectious disease tests, which are relevant in the context of the HealthFit conversation.
Yes, yeah.
As we sort of operationalize more areas like that, then that's when we add them to the website.
Okay.
And I should clarify the word operationalize. Effectively, what we mean by that is if someone sends a test to the lab, we can run it, even if the test is not on the website.
Mm-hmm.
However, we're not actively publishing that we have that test because we have focused on the core set that are on the website for how we've operationalized the laboratory today. But we do have the ability to do tests that are not on the website, and we do that. I mean, there's patients who come into our collection centers, and they have orders for tests that are not on the website, and we do handle it.
Okay. And not to... not to belabor this too much, but I guess how does it help to not have to have a small vacutainer as opposed to a nanotainer for the ones that aren't operationalized? How would that help you? I don't understand.
So off the record, the way it helps is that if you remember those devices that you saw in the lab,
mm-hmm.
they all have those cartridges that go into them.
Mm-hmm.
And we pre-configure those cartridges based on the ordering patterns that we see. So if, for example, someone orders one of those specialty tests and we've not built out all the inventory of cartridges, because ultimately we're going to have thousands of cartridge types that we use, then we would need to get a second cartridge, which is dedicated just for that specialty type. And so it's a little bit more blood. It's still not a lot of blood, but it's a little bit more that we can use for a second cartridge. Now, that gets into sort of the whole thing about how the devices work, which we don't really want to get into, which is why you asked me that question the first time, I sort of answered it by saying, there's a core test that we've, quote-unquote, operationalized the lab around. We have the ability to do other tests,
mm-hmm.
but they're more specialty tests, and so we don't list them on our website, even though we can do them if they're sent in, because our main focus and our volume right now is on those other tests.
I see. And eventually those will be, you'll be able to do the normal way.
Yeah, because we're just building out, huge permutations of all these different ordering patterns.
Okay. And then also, I know this, I think we've covered this, but I just, you know, as I walked around the Quest Diagnostics lab, you know, there were there was automated chemistry, there was hematology, there was microbiology, that was like petri dishes, TB, parasites, mycology, bacteriology, then there was vitamin D, then there was anatomic pathology, which I think was tissues, they had slides, there were precancerous lesions from, you know, I guess pap smears, testing for STD, HPV, then there was a histology lab. All of this is stuff you can do?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's so incredible. Okay.
I mean, it's one of those special things when you apply technology and software towards solving problems that humans otherwise did in a much more